Welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and today we're talking again about Mandalorian, Episode 6. Before this man donned the cowl and a cape and became Batman, he was trained by the League of Assassins. Jay, how'd you feel about the League?
Oh, shit. Go ahead.
How'd you feel about the episode?
Perhaps one of the best episodes.
You love Mandalorians. You love Mandalorians.
Yeah. I thought it was one of the best episodes. Even better than the one that was last week.
Yeah.
For the simple fact that one Boba Fett was in it. So I was happy about that.
I think you literally said, I just creamed my pants.
Yeah.
This is not the time to be reserved here. Let it out. Just
had a lot of happy accidents. On that episode. Watching that episode, part of me is kind of like, all right, where's the double cross? And the reason why I'm saying that, the reason why I think that is because I understand the whole code or whatnot. I get that. But at the same time, you don't think that he's going to want to get revenge for his father's death by taking out a Jedi? Come on now. Like, he don't fuck with Jedis like that. Assuming that he doesn't know that this kid is force sensitive. He just knows that, hey, the Mandalorians there to protect the child, and we're going to help him out because I made a promise. You know, I'm keeping up with my code of honor that he has, his personal code. As soon as this dude finds out that this is a motherfucking possible Jedi, this may take a turn for the worse. But outside of that, I enjoyed the episode. It was very good. I actually forgot about the sniper character, totally. I just thought she was dead.
Yeah, main character.
Yeah, so for her to be back, that was cool. She was getting off on them too. It was a good episode. It got right to the point. It didn't waste any fucking time. Maybe 32-minute episode, but it was kind of action-packed from the start to the end.
It was only 13 minutes?
Maybe. Yeah, it was a short episode.
It was at least 30 minutes.
Yeah, it was like 30 minutes with credit.
Wow. So that tells you that it went by fast, but it was so action-packed that you didn't even realize it.
I mean, because generally it's about 40 minutes, 45 minutes. This one, again, just got straight to the point. No messing around. Just,
I could have sworn the Dark Troopers or Death Troopers, whatever they're called, they were like kind of enhanced human beings, cybernetic.
Might have gotten set up, I guess that was two episodes ago.
Yeah, I know that, but I'm just talking about via the Dark Troopers. Yeah, the Dark Troopers. I could have sworn they were just super soldiers, not robots and shit.
Well, at least they're not cannon fodder like the regular Stormtrooper.
No, I haven't read in online about it, but I think they're a throwback to the Dark Forces game. Star Wars Dark Forces. It was that first-person shooter that came out back in the
90s. Yeah, with Kyle Katarn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wonder if you can find that on... I'm trying to think, do I have that on Steam? I think I might.
It's on Origin.
It has not aged well at all. It hurt your eyes, so... It's worse than trying to play X-Wing again. It hurt.
But like Jedi Outcast, Jedi Knight.
It was a sequel to that. Yeah, it was Dark Forces was the first one, then Jedi Outcast, and the others were the...
Okay. And then Jedi Knight Academy.
Mm-hmm. Played all those games, man, religiously. At the end, the whole big thing was that they created these enhanced troopers that were... I don't think they weren't force sensitive or anything like that, but they had enhanced super soldiers for the Empire.
And that's what I thought. But these are like fucking Terminators.
Again, unlike normal Stormtroopers, they came in, got the job done, and just balled out.
And balled out. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah. Was it just me, or was I the only one that when the sniper, I forgot her character name, but I'm going to call it the sniper, was doing a hero run, and the Stormtroopers were shooting? I can't be the only one that got pissed off. It's like, you see what direction she's going in? Lead her! Lead her when you're shooting! Let her run into the bullet.
Yeah.
God damn it, man. They had the big heavy one and it was following behind her.
Yes. Yeah. It's like, you know she's going to the right. Shoot to the right, bitch. Why shoot behind her?
Stormtroopers aren't very bright, James. That's why. That's all I can say. Stormtroopers aren't very bright. That's why they get mowed down by anything.
Like I said, this episode was very good. And then when I saw who directed it, I was like, makes sense. No exposition needed. You already knew what the fuck was going on.
Just straight King of the Hill.
Basically what it was. They're trying to get on top of that damn speaking rock or whatever the fuck it's called.
Does that show up anywhere else in...
Cython? Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Old Republic.
All right.
Old Republic played Jedi Knight storyline create a Jedi Knight character and play it. Free to play. Everyone can give it a shot.
Jump
free to
play. Knights of the Old Republic. You just talk about the Old Republic.
The Old Republic, yes. But it was made by BioWare. I think that's their last game they made.
BioWare,
the
last Austin? Good game.
Yeah, I think that was the last one.
The last good game of BioWare.
Yeah, who's not doing too hot this past week?
Yeah, BioWare's done, man. I've officially just said they're gone. They're done. It's just unfortunate. Looking forward to coming from them is the Mass Effect.
EA's turned around a little bit over the past 2-3 years, ever since that whole debacle around
Star Wars Battlefront.
Yeah, Battlefront.
The loot boxes.
Yeah, they turned it around. It's really Respawn turning it around for them, but
they need to bless Respawn with anything they want.
Vince Zampanella, he's running their creative for Electronic Arts, but he'll lose that job soon enough because he's going to push for something creative focused, and board is going to be like, why aren't we growing more in terms of our profit shares? EA and Activision are never going to change this shit. This is how their business works. In fact, Ubisoft is the only one who's not making money off Measure, and that's because they don't do microtransactions properly.
Yeah, well, they try to with Breakpoint.
No, they failed that. Even so, Ubisoft is making a ton of money because
Siege.
Yeah.
They make a ton of money off of that.
But I mean, with EA, it was really following order. The big downfall of EA was they forced Frostbite on everybody, and at least Fallen Order is on, I think it's Unreal Engine. So
yep, Unreal 4.
I guess bringing that back to Star Wars. And
sorry to go off.
Yeah, maybe Cal Kestis might make a showing.
That would be cool. That would be cool. He is popular.
And I mean, that's kind of like what I really remember from the LucasArts versions of games, that they tied into the mainline stories well.
Mm-hmm.
And unlike what the Disney iteration, or I guess post LucasArts iteration of stuff, where it's just like, we don't want anything to tie into anything. I mean, at least Fallen
Order. Well, they didn't have a story.
Well, the story that they came up with. I hate to tell you. Maybe you should still not have a story.
Yeah, that shit doesn't even, that piece of trash properties don't have any kind of a story. They weren't even thinking about that shit.
Well, at least with this, there might be some tie-in, because at least they talk about what happened, and at least with Cal's version of events. So, Jay, what score would you give this episode of The Mandalorian?
I'd give it a 10.
Of course you would, yo.
Damn.
There's two Mandalorians in the show. One of those Mandalorians is James's like favorite of all time. I've sent James helmets. I've sent James Mandalorian figurines. He was like, I'm going to just keep this in the box.
Damn right. She said 40-year anniversary of Empire Strikes Back. I ain't opening that shit.
James's character in Star Wars The Old Republic was a Mandalorian. Remember running around with dude had a jetpack. I mean, once he got that jetpack, he was all happy.
And hit that flamethrower on the ass.
Yeah, that was it. The flamethrower was a thing.
When was the last time you played that game?
It's been a minute for me. Like, James, you got on it one time, maybe a year or two ago.
Yeah. But I didn't get on for long, though, because I couldn't find my mouse that I had to use for that.
Because you had that one that had all the buttons on the side, right?
Yeah. The one that had, like, the numbers.
All right.
So, yeah. I mean, I know where it is now. At the time, I didn't. And, like, to play that game, you got to have that type of mouse. There's no such thing as a controller for that game. Unless they changed it. It's too much shit with it. I mean, it's an MMO format. So, I give it a 10. Very enjoyable. It makes me look forward to the next episodes. I think there's going to be a twist. And I think that the season is going to definitely end on a cliffhanger.
Well, I think Grogu is going to embrace the Sith side of the Force.
I think so, too.
I don't think so. It's not going to be all that.
Set it up.
He already had dark side tendencies. He's already choking motherfuckers, man. So.
And then he started tossing around the stormtroopers.
That's kind of Jedi-like. That's great.
Fans like my wife are not going to go for that, for him being evil.
No, we didn't say that he was going to be evil. He's going to be tempted by it.
Well, he's just a little kid.
Exactly. There's even more reason why he's going to be tempted by it, because he's a little kid. Even though he's a 50-year-old kid.
That is the Beast Game Podcast on episode 6 of The Mandalorian. We'll be back for episode 7, where James goes...
Yeah, right. We got two episodes left, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this season's short as shit.
Well, it's only eight episodes, but it seemed like the episodes were longer than last season. So,
yeah, it's interesting that they cut this one so short. I wonder if they just said, you know what, this is too much talking. Let's just cut to the chase.
Yeah. It's the Rodriguez cut.
I was going to say, that's Robert Rodriguez, man. He don't fool around.
He honestly doesn't.
I mean, shit, think about it. You motherfucking From Dusk Till Dawn?
Yeah.
The first one? It was no time wasted in that movie. He did fucking Desperado. No time wasted in that movie either.
And Planet Terror kind of got straight to the point.
Yeah, everything including having his girlfriend with a machine gun leg. That was just awkward as hell.
He don't fuck around. You got to have some type of balance because the last episode was a great episode too. But it had a lot of exposition in there. That was a pivotal episode, so you need exposition to explain shit.
Balance between story and action, even though most of the action was at the end. This one was all action.
Right. All your story you got was, see, this is my armor. That's my father. He said, okay, when the armor belongs to you. That was it. All right.
Game respect game, homie. Sorry, see you on Mandalorian.
Plus, I ain't gonna lie, though. Bubba was getting out, man. He was looking sharp as shit. Got his shit, man.
He went John Wick on him, Bill.
Yeah, him just walking around beating the hell out of him. Tusken Raider stick. Good Lord. If they let it go fuck somebody up. I was like, that Tusken Raider stick is stupid. Oh, my Lord. He's just beating the shit out of him.
He broke their fucking armor.
But all right, Beast Game Podcast.